The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we can break down the NBA or MLB, hockey, whatever you want. Or we could just have some fun. It's a Friday, Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday, Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rainbold, the Voldemort, if you want to get in today. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. If you're going to text nonsense, though, don't bother.
No nonsense here.
Yeah, we're not taking any nonsense on a Friday. And, of course, the Twitch channel. Go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. You can see our not so beautiful faces, but you can comment there, get in on the chat, and guess what? We'll keep the show going and on the breaks. Just
we so excited about that.
What the hell's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you? I came in and did a little. I like to do a little overtime sometimes with Joshua.
Yeah,
you know, I like to check in on Josh and see how his show's going, and he's, you know, make sure he's a happy guy.
Yeah, he seems to be.
Yeah.
So. Show's going well, man. I enjoy it listening on the way in. So, I should be in a crap mood because my air conditioner still doesn't work.
But?
It's going to be tomorrow. But today's been kind of a good day. Got to chat with Eric Sandler for a little bit because I haven't seen him in forever. Ran into him outside and, you know, talked food and stuff. And unfortunately, a lot of the restaurants that are closing. But, and I got a date finally for my home gym to arrive. It's going to be September. But at least I have a date now.
Okay.
And
what all did you order for your home gym?
Basically, it's the equivalent of one of those setups in the gym where it's got lat pulls and you can like rowing. And,
okay.
Yeah, so it's one of those. And so my plan is when I get that is I'm going to do an hour a day on that. And then I got one of those stationary bike stands to put my bike on. And I'll just take that upstairs while I'm watching TV and do an hour on the bike.
Okay.
So that's my goal. And I'm going to get my ugly old fat ass into some kind of shape here, but it's not going to be till September.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I've got to decide. I've got to make a decision at some point about when I'm going to go on a diet. Because
I need to do it. I'm just not in any rush.
Like, I need to do it too. But then I'm like, well, my birthday's later this month. Do I really want to be sober and dieting on my birthday?
No, that's your 40th. Not. You can't do that.
Yeah. So maybe right after my birthday will be time to crank it up.
But, I mean, I'm supposed to get the bike thing next week, so I'm going to start with that. And then once I get the other one, man, that's the goal. Just try to, I can be fat as long as I'm in shape fat. And as long as I can get in a workout.
As long as you're in shape fat?
Well, as long as, like, I'm doing a lot of cardio and stuff like that, I feel like it's okay to, I mean, I'm going to be fat. But I'll be less fat and I'll be in shape.
Okay.
Because if you can do an hour on those machines and an hour on the bike, yeah, it's not bad for a 55-year-old man.
No.
So that's pretty much it. And allegedly the part is coming tomorrow for the air conditioning, but it's not so bad because we have one of those portable ones. And basically I've just put that right in front of me and put it on like 60 degrees. And the dogs come and steal my chair every time I get up because it keeps us cool. And the wife worked from home today, and so she was farther away and didn't really work for her, but I don't care. But that thing is going to be useful when I get the gym, though, because I'm just going to put it in the garage.
True.
And crank that thing on so I won't bake to death when it's 105 degrees. Hopefully it's going to cool off here for a couple
of
days.
No time soon. Come on.
Oh, well. It's still just, it's almost August. That's the other thing that kind of caught me off guard. Tomorrow is August.
Yeah.
So.
And then what? September.
And then Saturday comes after work.
Right. And then October. I mean, it's just, it's crazy the way these months go.
I feel like we've lost. To me, it still feels like it should be March because of all this COVID crap.
I mean, August will mark basically 6 months with COVID world.
Half a year, which is a big percentage of my remaining life.
Yeah.
Not cool. But.
You did that to yourself.
Eh, well, what are you going to do? No, I didn't. Rona did it.
You're the reason why you don't have many years left.
Eh.
You can't blame Rona. Rona's been around for 6 months.
Yeah, but that's 6 months of, you know, that it shouldn't have been here.
Okay, well, maybe that you should have taken care of yourself better before.
COVID
times.
I'm going to make it into my 70s, and that'll be it. Because I don't really want to do the 80s because when
Wait,
I get
how old are you now?
I'm 55. I got a long way to go.
Ooh,
especially once I get back in shape. You go ahead. You keep underestimating me on this stuff.
I mean, yeah, all right.
But I mean, do you really
want... I mean, I hope you're right. I hope you last till at least 60.
Oh, I'll get to 60. That won't be a problem. Unless, I say that, but once people start driving again, it's bad enough out there with nobody on the road.
It's scary.
My goodness. I'm legitimately concerned about once everybody's back and driving downtown, about how many people are going to die down there. Because one of the things they've been doing a lot of construction, and they put in bike lanes in places, and those streets were already crowded as hell in the mornings. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So... What else is happening? You stoked for your Rockets tonight? I'm actually looking forward to watching a Rockets game.
I am a little excited about that. I'm a little bummed also, though. The freaking UFC weigh-ins were today, and I lost three fights off the card, including...
Your best bet?
My best bet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it was... That was disappointing, to say the least. So what I did do was I gave the rest of my... what was left of my card out for free on twitch.com and in the forums at pregame. So, and everybody's getting their money back. So it's a win-win for everyone, you know,
except for you,
except for me, but hopefully the fights that I've got left win and I'm happy anyway. So
yeah, you'll make money off of that.
Yeah.
This is one thing, one negative to the Twitch thing is occasionally I'd like to make a horse bet or two on the breaks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I was just hammering Woodbine and Saratoga today. I almost didn't want to come to work. It was like every race. I'm like, boom, boom, boom. And, you know, I'm very streaky when it comes to horses. Like, I'll go through a long stretch where I can't cash a ticket. But then when I get hot, and, yeah, I think you've been around there for it a couple times. It's just, it's almost ridiculous. It's like everything I do, nothing goes wrong. And that was what today was. It's like I'm playing, okay, this time I'm playing a trifecta, boom. This time I'm playing a $10 exacta, boom. It was just one after whatever. I mean, it's just like the horses were jumping off the page at me. It's kind of like, maybe I should just stay here. I'll probably make more money doing that, but no. So, see, Black Spotted Zebra says, I feel like Fred Fowler has been 55 for the past 10 years.
It does feel that way.
Well, this because this year.
I thought you were 55 when I met you.
No, stop that. I was mid-40s. I was actually, it's actually cool back then.
Were you?
Yeah. You wouldn't know. Well, you wouldn't know.
I was just a kid.
You're about to be 40. I think if I were you, I'd quit worrying about my age because now you're, see, at least once you get to, like.
Because when I met you, I was in my 20s.
Well,
so that made you feel extra old.
Not really.
You're in your 20s, basically everyone who's over 35 is, I mean, you're essentially Methuselah. I mean.
I remember that because anybody who was. Like, I didn't think I was going to live past 30. Let's start with that. So I figure anyone over 30, and maybe it's because I watched Logan's Run too much as a kid, that everybody dies at 30.
Right.
But when you're 27, 28, you're like, ah, these guys are so damn old. 60. Oh, my God. And then you're like turning 30, it's the end of the world. Then you're turning 40, it's the end of the world. Then you get to 50, and you're like, you know what? It was supposed to be the end of the world 20 years ago. It's all right.
Yeah.
I don't feel any different. And now... Once you get to the age I am now, each birthday is just like, whatever. I mean, is 55 any different from 52? Not really.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
You're 1 year closer to dead.
Well, I could be 1 year closer to dead without having a birthday. Because it may be outside of my control. I mean, what if I go walk across the street and get blasted by an 18-wheeler?
It could happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's not impossible. But, you know, it is not this day, I hope.
I hope not, too.
Well, we were talking about what you can bet on this weekend. And, guys, mybookie.ag. And however you put money in, I mean, they got bonuses for Bitcoin. They've got all kinds of setups for you. I've got hockey overs for you. Rockets tonight. Rockets slight dog, actually, against the Mavericks. You can still bet on baseball. I mean, there's enough stuff now where you can really dive in, and MyBookie is your place to go. And you can get in on the futures bets on the hockey. We talked about that a little bit yesterday on the show, gave you some ideas. And they are really one of the better sites when it comes to being able to trust them, because one of the things that I always hated about some of these other sites that I've been on, put money in there, that's part of the gamble. That's not the case with MyBookie. You put your money in there, you win, guess what? They're going to pay you. If you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. So now's the time to sign up. If you've been thinking about getting involved and making the switch to betting online, ditch your bookie and try MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. Check them out today, MyBookie.ag. Because it's about to get heavy.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I haven't had a chance to do this. This is another thing I like to do on the break, is read the Bill O'Brien transcripts to see just what he says that infuriates me today. So I didn't get a chance to do that. But
all he said was, listen, he, in his roundabout way, said he has expectations that the players will be very cautious and basically not go out to strip clubs. He didn't say that, but yeah. It felt like that's kind of what he was getting at. And that he could eat off the floor at NRG. So,
well, and I will give him a little credit, because he's obviously very worried about the whole Rona thing because of his son. And, you know, because his son's got health issues and would not be good for him to bring that home. So we talk about things being personal for people. That I've seen come through a little bit here lately. So I hope they stay safe over there, and I hope the players stay smart. And, you know, it's if so, then maybe we can have some football. Did you get into some Twitter thing on somebody about the Rona?
Yeah, there was a guy who does not like the term the Rona. So, and he doesn't like Josh saying it. I said, well, we've kind of called it the Rona here for a while.
From the beginning.
I either call it Rona or COVID. I never say coronavirus or COVID-19. I shorten it to COVID or the Rona.
I think the Rona is perfectly acceptable.
But I think that this guy, I feel like this guy probably has some sort of just a general irritation with Josh, and that compounds it. So, Josh got very worked up over this, and
I heard
there's much to get worked up over, and it's fine.
But now, I hate to break it to you. You don't get to tell us what we get to call something, you know? And if you're one of those sticklers that wants to call it the novel coronavirus, just get the hell off my planet. I don't want you on Earth. And some newspaper editor came up with that, and it was dumb. It was probably the New York Times, because AP started doing it and everybody else.
The failing New York Times.
Failing New York Times. So whoever came up with that, I got two words for you. But, you know, call it what you want. If you get it, it sucks. So, Bama Papa Joe, hey Fred, Soylent Green is people. Oh man, movie flashback. That one's made a few appearances on the show. That's something I think I want to do this weekend, is get stoned and watch Soylent Green again, because I haven't seen it. Like, there's all these movies I saw as a kid that none of you guys have seen. I reference Logan's Run all the time.
Right. I have never seen that.
And it's awful.
I have seen Soylent Green, and I don't think it's good.
Well, no, I don't think either one of them are any good. But they were movies that kind of scared the hell out of me when I was a kid in different ways. Because, you know cannibalism, that kind of sucks. And yeah, I'm not a fan of cannibalism.
No, I don't like it either.
But it was the Logan's Run thing kind of, that one freaked me out because when you're a kid, you think, oh man, you're 30s old, they're going to kill you. Now, I wish they'd remake that because the plot line was okay, but the acting and the special effects, they had like laser guns that they shot and they basically look like those toy guns that you buy now that flash. And yeah, it was just really, really awful. But I haven't seen Soylent Green in forever, so I think I may do that. That might be a weekend thing. So, 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, the LOF, you get it, it sucks virus 2019.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a big scam. If you get it, though, it's bad.
Yeah, and I mentioned this yesterday. Condolences to Craig Shelton, who lost his brother to it. And, it's just there's a lot of people who are getting it, and it's really serious. So you guys who think it's a hoax, it might be time to back off a little bit. But anyway.
Lamont says, throwing a flag on the Friday show open for you virgins, only back 2 days. It's Tuesday. No, it's Friday.
Yeah, it's freaking Friday. Yeah, and
I do have great regrets about coming back on Thursday. I should have just stayed for the whole week.
Yeah, you should have, because I was thinking that yesterday. And I mean, I was just – yesterday, I sucked yesterday. I couldn't put things together. I felt out of sorts. It was really weird coming back on a Thursday. And, there's just certain things that I felt like I was struggling with. And, don't get me wrong. I mean, it was still a fun show. It's because – we still had some good stuff, but I felt like my timing was off. I felt like everything was off. Today, I feel fine. Something about that Friday song.
It changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Get you going. So, it's Friday. And tomorrow is going to be a hockey day for me. See, I can't wait. It's going to be basically back-to-back-to-back-to-back hockey all day. And beer.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. But, I may... one of our places is opening up as a restaurant that's going to show hockey, and I might go do that tomorrow. We'll just see how I feel. But yeah, I'm not.
Maybe go to Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if there will be enough time, right?
No, I'm not doing either of those. Bed Bath & Beyond. I can say this, and I'm not doing this to be Mr. Macho, but I've never stepped foot in a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, I have.
Home Depot I have, but I've never actually gone to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond, you can get like an air fryer. Or, I don't know.
You can get all kinds of stuff.
I don't know what I've gotten at Bed Bath & Beyond. My wife usually goes there. I've been in there a couple times, but I don't know what for, to be honest.
Towels, sheets, cooking stuff, any type of cooking appliance or cooking utensil.
I'm bougie about, like, sheets and pillows and towels and stuff. So I'm not getting them from there, but...
Yeah, what was that company?
I think cooking appliances, like small cooking appliances. In fact, I do know. She wanted a griddle to cook pancakes on when we went to the river. So I went there and I got her a griddle. So, I've been in there. I'm a man.
You could ask me. I have one. I would have let you borrow it. I take it to the river every year.
Well, she may have wanted it for something else. I don't know. Fair I don't enough. Know. She doesn't make pancakes or anything. I don't know why she would use it, but she wanted one.
Were you making a Frank the Tank reference? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed it.
Yeah. I remember this. We were on the air when the Boston Marathon stuff was going on. Like we were following that very closely, and we were like, I remember we were on the air, I think, when they found him.
Boat. Y'all were doing play-by-play.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on the air for both the actual marathon, and then we were on the air while they caught him.
Well, did you see today that they overturned the death sentence for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev? It killed 3 people, injured 260. He had been sentenced to death, and he won his appeal. So he will just rot in prison for the rest of his life and will not get the death penalty.
I hope he's in solitary because I bet he gets the death penalty from somebody else in that prison.
I don't know. I mean,
if I were in prison with him, I would shiv his ass tomorrow.
Feels like he should be in like a prison where they put terrorists, like because
send his ass to Guantanamo.
Yeah, I mean, seems that way. But it's crazy to think that that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, I watched that that movie Patriots Day during the lockdown, and it was a hard watch to see all that again, and it just makes you want to kill the little bastard.
Yep.
I mean,
but I didn't follow the trial as closely as I wanted to. I was interested in it certainly at first, but it seemed like the brother was the real mastermind of it, and this kid was just a stupid pothead who was like, "Okay, I'll do what you want, big bro." And
yeah, but they
and now he's in prison forever.
But he also shot a cop basically in cold blood.
Yeah,
and to me, you know, I think the death penalty is overused. I'm not anti-death penalty though. I think there's some people who deserve it. This guy deserves it, and I'd like him to do it old school. Put him in an electric chair and do him like Shawshank, or not Shawshank, Green Mile, where the guy doesn't, you know, do it right and he like catches on fire. That's what I want to see. I guess technically that's torture.
Yeah,
but I'm okay. I'm okay with it. So
I'm iffy on the death penalty because we see so many cases where it's like, oh, we found out. I mean, how many guys are in prison? Period. That they find out years.
Yeah,
down the road,
I'm not a person who's totally for the death penalty all the time. I think that there are cases where it seems extreme, but if you are intentionally trying to blow people's legs off and you kill a little kid and you kill a cop in cold blood,
I don't like that.
I'm sorry. I don't think you deserve to live. And, you know,
I'll be honest though. Like if I had the choice of either staying in prison for the rest of my life, knowing that I had zero chance of parole, or just getting the death penalty, I feel like I'd just take the death penalty. Like, are you really going to have much of a life if you're in prison? I mean, how old is that dude? Like,
oh, he was like 20 or 19.
Yeah, so we're talking 27, 28 years old. You want to spend the next 50 years in prison? Like, I'd rather just, been a good run.
Yeah, it wasn't a good run, though.
No, it wasn't. But I mean,
it was a very bad run.
Guess what, though? It ain't going to get better.
No, I mean, I don't know. I've never, being in prison much different than being on lockdown these days?
I'm pretty sure there's less risk of anal rape in lockdown. There's better food in lockdown.
You're so fixated on that.
I mean, there's less chance of I don't think my wife or children are going to stab me, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, and also, guess what? I've got booze. Like, not like booze that got made in a toilet. Hey, don't start with that.
Oh, well, hey,
I've
you
got
know
like
what?
Actual
don't
booze.
Knock it until you try
no,
it.
No, no.
Don't knock it until you try it. It's better than nothing. So, yeah, yes, Flea on the Twitch says, old school Citizen X style, convicted, immediately marched out of the courthouse. And, yeah, that to me was one of my favorite parts of that movie, which I love that movie to begin with. But where he says, don't turn around. Boom. That's it. Once you're convicted, no appeals. You know, although I do think in his case, he basically confessed and showed him where all the bodies were.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no reason for an appeal. But I do think the appeals process exists for a reason. And, you know, but a guy like that, yeah, I would be okay with that. But unfortunately, it's real life. It's not the movies. Just because our life feels like a movie right now, like we're in some kind of quarantine movie or whatever, it's not really like that. I mean, this is real life, and we have to do things the right way. So, you know, he gets his appeal and doesn't have to die. And, hey, you want to do something else the right way, new brakes. If you have any kind of brake trouble, hey, these guys are great because guess what? They come to you. And they're a mobile brake repair service. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. They've got certified, experienced brake technicians. I had a friend of mine use it the other day. In fact, I'm gonna have him come out and do our brakes. But said the guy was there for a little over an hour, socially distanced, very safe, very affordable, and very professional. And that's what they pride themselves on. And right now, you don't want to go sit in some auto shop. So call them. Go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN. You're going to get 10% off your service. You get a transparent, surprise-free repair quote. These guys don't have secrets. They like to be upfront and honest. And they sanitize their hands, tools. They minimize contact with customers. And if you're experiencing anything like squeaking or grinding when you stop, don't wait around. Go to NUBRAKES.com. That's newbrakes.com. And get them out there today. Of a bad bitch, stole a heart. I'm the definition of a bandit. Put the perks down and picked up the jiggers, jiggers, jiggers. Tommy in a ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 281, ask question, what's the best drink you've ever made with vodka? Trying to impress the new GF tonight with my bartending skills. I'm really, really very vanilla when it comes to vodka. Like, in the morning, I'll have it with orange juice, which, you know, that's okay. In Vegas, it's sugar-free Red Bull because you're trying to stay awake and get drunk at the same time, which is really dumb. Probably makes your heart explode. But that's not going to impress her. So, I don't know. You guys got any thoughts?
I mean, I like a nice gimlet. You got some lime juice, some little bit of maple syrup. Are you a White Russian guy?
Not really. I mean, I won't say no to one. Like if somebody would bring me in one right now.
I don't know. I'm not the vodka guy around here, but like I don't know. I feel like you could make a lemon drop or something like that. Chicks like that.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
God, what the heck did I have the other night that had if you really want to get creative, my friend at East End Hardware does those snow cones, boozy snow cones. And one of the best ones is a vodka one called Tiger's Blood. And you could probably find that online how to do it. Now you got to get crushed ice. But if you're trying to impress a woman, that's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Depends on the woman. I mean, some women will think, oh, you think I'm a kid? You give me a snow cone? Well, it's really boozy. Tastes really good. Just a thought. And you know, I think you can't go wrong with if you can find Space City vodka there, that's terrific. If not, I like Dripping Springs is kind of my number two these days. Those are pretty solid vodkas. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So if you have bartending skills, why are you asking the radio guys for advice?
Yeah.
True, but I think it was more of a, how do I impress the ladies? Because apparently, AJ and Aaron really impress the ladies.
That's right.
Especially when they are ladies. So.
Sorry you weren't as hot as us, Fred.
Well, yeah, that's why I have to have, that's why I have a great conversational game.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
And great bartending skills.
Yeah, well, listen. That's how you...
if you're not hot, you better be able to make a good drink.
Alcohol is a great equalizer, AJ. Yeah. I guarantee you that while I may be a 3 or a 4, enough drinks, I turn into a 6 or a 7. And ladies will lower their standards for 6s or 7s just because, especially if you're a very good conversationalist.
Or if you're wasted.
Well, I mean, it helps. It helps to combine the two. Yeah. So, I mean, it's... That's how you develop game.
Okay. Thank you. So thank you for the lesson.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Aaron, I hope you've taken notes.
I wrote it down.
Okay. In your notebook?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, put that in your notebook.
Excellent.
Of course, none of this matters anymore.
Well, sure it matters.
No.
Why not?
Cuz I'm kind of married.
Oh, well, yeah, but you've been married before and you've needed to fall back on game again.
Yeah, well, I'm hopeful that won't be the case.
Did you ever go into any of these marriages saying, "Ah, I hope I get out of this real quick so I can get a work my game again"?
In retrospect,
but I'm talking about at the time. Did you always assume, no, this marriage is going to last?
Well, okay, listen, it's not as bad as it sounds. Like, the first one was, it lasted like 6 months. I was 19 years old. She got pregnant, or she said she was pregnant. And I did the right thing, like a good little Catholic boy would have done. And turns out she was lying to get out of her house.
Okay.
So I knew that one. At that point, I'm just like, I got to get the hell out of this as soon as possible.
I'm pretty sure a good Catholic boy wouldn't have had unprotected sex at 19.
Well, I didn't say I was that good of a Catholic boy. I was 19, maybe 20. I don't remember. It's been a long time. It was right around that age. I was in college. And I was just trying to do the right thing.
Okay.
So, you know, hate on me for that if you want.
Who could hate on you, Fred?
But, and then the second one lasted 15 years.
That's a good run.
Had two kids out of it.
That's a good run.
And it's just, you know, it just kind of went stale after about 9. And and this one's now 11 years.
That's a good one.
I mean, it sounds bad to say 3.5. It really does. But, you know, I've had two pretty good runs. The first one wasn't even a starter marriage. That was just dumb. It really was. In retrospect, if I could go back and talk to my 19-year-old self, well, first I'd say wear a condom.
Yeah, good call.
Which most of the time we did. I think there was one time that we didn't because maybe I was a little stoned, and that's when she said she was pregnant.
Yeah,
and it turns out she wasn't. So, but yeah, the other two have been pretty good runs. I mean, I kind of hope, I need to live long enough, but I'd kind of like to get this one to break the old record. And the half-wife was only like a year.
Yeah.
And we weren't, and that was just a dumb drunk thing where we decided we were going to get married, and turns out she wasn't divorced yet and hadn't even told me that.
That's against the rules.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. So 713 says, Fred, I'm sure size of your wallet adds 3 to 4 points. Chicks like nice things. Yeah, but I'm not like rich enough to add any points. You know, I mean, the wife's a rich one. I'm just okay. And I was doing really well before this Rona thing. It's been a little bit of a setback, but yeah, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm just kind of giving this for you guys who, you know, need this sort of advice.
Okay.
Because there's a lot, let's be honest, most guys out there are fours and fives. There's not a lot of Ryan Goslings. Yeah, I mean, I have some handsome friends, and I make fun of them for being so damn handsome.
But you're right. There's not very many of them.
Yeah, but that's because I can count them on one hand.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of friends either who I hang out with. I'm like, God, this guy gets all the chicks because he's just so damn handsome. There's none of those. I mean, I shouldn't say none. There's just very few of those.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, and I know who my handsome friends are because they get the hottest chicks. They also have money, too.
Oh.
You throw that in there, and, you know, but they, you know, the rest of us have to develop game. We've got to develop some kind of a rapport, some kind of a, you know, it's like playing poker.
Or you could just have BDE. And when you've got that, you exude the confidence that the ladies love.
Yeah, well, that doesn't always work for everyone.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to help the common man here, like me. And, you know, it's like playing poker. You kind of figure out what it is that they're interested in, and you kind of go back and forth. And then at some point, you might realize that they're bat bleep crazy. And if you do that, then you eject before it gets too far along. And really, it's not a matter of are they bat bleep. It's a matter of when they become bat bleep.
Right.
It could be.
It's going to happen.
6 months. It could be a year. It could be 5 years. But when it happens, you know, so that's the other part. If you're going to get into a relationship, you have to figure out when is she going to go crazy. Zach wants to ruin this with a baseball question. Let's have him on.
Hello, Zach.
No, I'll come back. Come back after the break. I'll do another segment.
Nope. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to ruin the mojo here.
Doesn't matter. We're done with it.
Okay. All good. All right, so I missed you guys on Wednesday for What Are the Odds, but wanted to see what are the odds with all the stuff coming in on baseball on a daily basis now and the seemingly habitual incompetence of Manfred that we'll see an end of the season with baseball. And then number two, who would you rather have as a commissioner? I know they're different sports, but Roger Goodell or Rob Manfred? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I'll say this. It does seem like Rob Manfred is pretty well regarded as the worst now.
He has surpassed Gary Bettman, which I never thought would be possible. And to me, and how that guy's been in charge for so long. And he's a joke. And Manfred has surpassed him as the worst.
Yeah.
Goodell's not good, but he knows how to make money. So he's got those two beat. And I think Adam Silver is the best one.
Yeah, I'd go that way too. I will say this, baseball is gonna, it's not only gonna ruin it for baseball. Everybody's talking about, oh, baseball, it's gonna be, guess what's happening? Baseball being ruined is gonna ruin football. Right, write that down in your notebook.
Okay, hang on.
Because now we're seeing what are you gonna do? Just keep the Marlins aren't playing anymore. Like they're basically, I don't know if they're out of the league. What's going on?
Now you had the Cardinals have two guys with it. You've had to cancel those games to see if they have more.
And not only that, when the Marlins are out of it, now the Phillies, who just played the Marlins, they're not playing either. So you can't really have a season when this is going on. It's just not going to work.
Our buddy Jake just tweeted this out. 0.2% of MLB people have tested positive for the virus in the latest round of tests. The Marlins had 21 of the 29 in total.
Oof.
They went out to bars and broke protocol. Says MLB does not have to shut down yet, but another Marlins situation just can't happen. Do better, Miami. But see, that's where it might be too late. And luckily, none of the Phillies have it yet, but sometimes it doesn't happen right away. And that's why what the Astros and Dodgers did coming off the benches, which is so stupid. Because, you know, what if you don't, I mean, it's bad enough that you could probably figure out what your teammates are doing for the most part, but you don't know what those Dodgers are doing. Dodgers don't know what you're doing. You don't know if Dodgers went to a strip club the night before and picked up the Rona. Right. I mean, it's silly. But I'm afraid that if you have another outbreak like that, I don't know how you can keep going with the season. I'm pretty skeptical that it's not going to work out. L-Train mentions Enchanted Rock Vodka made in San Antonio by the same folks who make Rebecca Creek. That's a good vodka, too. That one's definitely on my list. Like, some days I feel like something different. And, like, I've tried. I'll tell you what, though. The best vodka I've ever had was when we were in L.A. And I've not been able to find it anywhere. So if somebody can find this in Houston, you'll be my friend for life. It's called Hanson's. And that stuff was amazing. But you could only get it there. I brought a bottle back, and it didn't last very long. But if somebody in Houston knows where I can find that, hit us up on the text line. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Out of world without the peace, facing a bit of
truth, the truth. That's the price. You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. Somebody asked you, baseball bubble by division, play all games at a neutral stadium.
It's too late.
Yeah, I think it's too late for that. I still think the NFL should look at the Falcon plan. And not the Atlanta Falcon plan, which is get rid of the interconference games. So you have a 12-game schedule, which means you can push things back a little bit. Now, I know it's going to be unhappy because, we're losing all this money for four games. But put the AFC in one city, the NFC in the other, use all their stadiums. I humbly recommend Houston and Dallas for this, but put the NFC in Dallas and the AFC here. And that way it's not a full bubble, but you're not traveling all over the place. They live here for the whole time, and you play games at different hours because you're going to have to use some of the same stadiums. But you could use NRG and Rice Stadium and BBVA and TD, ECU, Tadeku, whatever. You can actually use a couple of high school stadiums in Dallas and Houston, too, that are pretty damn nice because they're not going to be fans.
Right.
And if you did that, You kept them in one hotel. Now, and this is selfish because it'd be good for business in our great state of Texas. But, like, let's say the Hilton has four teams. It's a pretty big hotel. It could probably handle all that. So you're just going from there to practice to games. And I think it would work great. And, you know, if the NFL wants to pay me a consulting fee to help them put this together, I'd be happy to take it at this point. But I think you could do something like that. Because if there's not going to be fans, it doesn't matter. You need a 100-yard field, and you need a stadium where you can put the TV stuff in.
Yeah.
That's basically it. And Dallas has that. We have that. I'm sure there's some other places that I don't know of too many, though, that would have that many good stadiums. Maybe Austin, San Antonio.
I'm sure L.A. does.
Well, I mean,
when you consider the Rose Bowl and the Coliseum, and is there a new stadium ready?
I think it is.
Well, but, I mean,
yeah, I mean, you could certainly do it there, except it's California. And
yeah. I mean, a lot of people are saying Texas is Texas right now. They want to be in states where there's less corona.
Well, they're having problems out there in L.A.
I know. I'm saying in Texas, Florida, California, they probably don't want to do them in any of those places.
But the only places where you could do it, maybe Arizona, you could do it. I'm guessing, well, maybe you could do it in Georgia. But there's not a lot of places that have multiple stadiums and the hotels to handle it. And, yeah, I guess L.A. certainly could. But, I mean, I think you could pull off a season like that. Nobody would know. I mean, what's it matter? Somebody tells me that they have it at that Total Wine at Baybrook. I'm going to have to go down there and make a run.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you write it down, I might be able to pick it up for you tomorrow.
If I were you, I'd check the Total Wine that's like, you know, a couple blocks from our office before driving down there.
I mean, I have to go to either Specs or Total Wine tomorrow because I'm out of Space City Vodka. So,
well, yeah,
I have to go reload this weekend. Remind
me and I'll text you the name of it because, well, I'll text you a picture. I actually have a picture of it because I've been searching. So, and Bill mentioned the Barry Center out there in Cypress. It's nicer than a lot of college stadiums. I mean, it is. And that's.
They got one in Katy. I think they got two in Katy.
Yeah, Katy's got. Is it one in Galena Park? Yeah. It is really nice.
They got stadiums here.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's. And if you're just playing conference games, then it really works to have all the teams in one place. And I think it would make a lot of sense. And even for practice, there's enough stadiums for these guys to practice in. Everybody gets assigned one of these nice stadiums to go practice every day. Or, you know, you've got the bubble of the Texans. That's another place a team can practice. I think it's a really good idea. Not just because I came up with it. But, I do think the problem is they're going to try to, well, they don't want to shorten the season, for one thing. They're going to try to play 16 games. And, you know, they want to hold out the hope that maybe by the end of the year you can start having fans back. But if that's the case, why not just start that way? Somebody says no state tax in Texas, so the players would probably enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Their home states will still
tax them.
They'll
still get them.
So, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So, I don't know, man. I think we still don't know enough. They don't know enough about this thing. Although I guess we're supposed to wear goggles now. Is that the thing?
I'm not a goggle guy.
Yeah, I draw the line there. I've been pro mask from the beginning, but you know, the same guy told me not to wear a mask in the beginning and now he's saying wear goggles. I think I'm going to pass on that one. I feel like that's overkill. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. How confident are you in college football actually happening?
I get less and less confident every day. And when I see stuff like what happened with the Marlins and now the Cardinals, I mean, every time something like that happens, it makes it seem less and less likely.
Well, it's just so many more teams and so many more kids. So, and Fred, your bubble plan is based on the assumption that colleges and high schools won't be using those stadiums as well, which probably won't happen either. Well, I
don't think high school football is going to happen at all.
No. And somebody says we also have the Astrodome, and no, that's for the rats and homeless to have a death battle.
Yeah, not for football anymore.
And Bernard said the stadium for North Shore, Galena Park, when I was talking about, hosted ESPN last year and was scheduled for another ESPN game this year. So, yeah, I mean, those are nice enough. And, you know, if I don't see any chance of high school football, which sucks because for a lot of kids, that's the last chance they're going to have to play. But, yeah.
ESPN broadcast from the Berry Center at least once.
Yeah. It's not an issue. But the issue is they're not going to want to do that.
No.
And it's a lot of people. It's a lot of bodies. Like moving an NFL team into a bubble is a lot different than moving NBA teams into a bubble.
Well, that's one big advantage the NBA has is it's just not as many people.
And the NHL, for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, you have smaller rosters. And, you know, I don't know exactly in terms of assistant coaches and stuff. I'm sure it's much more in the NFL and support staff. But if you get, or even if you put each one of these teams in there, we've got 16 really good hotels here. You could do that. Each team has its own hotel like they do in the NBA, and they have to stay in there like they do in the NBA. And so you're going to have to spend, you know, 3 months in the hotel, and you go from there to practice and there to the games.
Yeah.
Now, would the players want to do that? If you start the season that way, there's no reason you can't change it later. You could say at 8 games, we're going to reevaluate. And if we can get back to home stadiums, we will. I think this could happen.
I think it should, but I don't think it will. If it was going to, they would have already needed to start planning it.
Well, yeah. But if you're going to take 4 games off the schedule, you redo the schedule, you push everything back a month, and you set it up that way, you could do it. Roger Goodell, call me, buddy. I think we can make this happen. And I would like our chances of actually having a season a lot more than I do right now. And I can't live without football. I've finally decided, you know what, I can deal without anything, but I damn sure want the NFL to happen. And if it only 12 games, so what?
Yeah.
When we have Lance on Monday, you can pitch this to him, and he can contact the higher-ups in the NFL.
That's a good idea because he's NFL Network guy, so he can put me in touch with Goodell. All right, so make sure he's here Monday.
Got it.
And, yeah. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You may be a natural woman. You may be a natural woman.
Last night I fell apart. ESPN 97.5.